Good to see you, Ben. All right, so let's begin. I'm going to today. So today we're going to talk about the Korban Todah. We'll read what the Chumash has to say about the Korban Todah. We'll read some Mefarshim about the Korban Todah. And so we'll begin by. So that's one. There are many different korbanos that are brought. There potential that can be brought, and the way that the Korban Todah is introduced is in Perek Zion.
Can you let me in?
Can I let you in? You're in. I see you. Okay. Perek Zion, Pasuk Yud.
Rabbi, can you let me in?
I'm letting you in.
But I'm not coming in for some reason.
I hear you and I see you.
Great. All right.
I hear you and I see you. In Perek Zion, I'm going to mute everyone just so we can. In Perek Zion, Pasuk Yud Aleph to Tesvav, obviously unmute yourself when you have what to say. Perek Zion, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Torah says, Vizos Torah Zevach HaShlamim, Asher Yakriv LaHashem. This is the Torah of the Shlamim, of the Zevach HaShlamim. So Korban Shlamim, it's a peace offering that one can bring to Hashem. Im al ha-toda yakrivenu, if you decide to bring it as a korban toda, v'hikriv al zevach ha-toda chalos matzos belulos b'ashem erukike matzos meshuchin b'ashamen, v'solos merbekas chalos belulos b'ashamen, so you bring it with different chalos. So it could be matzos, it could be matzos that are mixed with oil, chalos, matzos that are smeared with oil, matzos that are spread with oil, and different cakes of fine flour mixed with oil. Al chalos lechem chomet yakriv korbano azevach todah shlamav. So you bring these chalos together with your meat offering. So the korban todah is a meat offering together with a flour offering. And out of this, he should offer one of each kind as a gift to Hashem. Should go to Kohen, to the Kohen, with the blood of the offerings. And then the chalos, the bread, goes with the Kohen. Ubisar zevach hashlamav. You offer one to the Kohen. Doesn't get all of them, but it gets one. Ubisar zevach todah shlamav yom korbano yeachel lo yuniach mimenu ad boker. So you have to eat it on the day of your sacrifice. You can't leave it until the morning. Okay, so that is the Todah. And then, by the way, just in Pasuk Tezayin, that's not really our topic, but in Neder Nadav Zevach Korbanov Yom Akriva Zivcho Yechel Machas Vanosim Yimene Yechel Vanosim Sar Zevach Biyom HaShlishi Beish Yisarev. So then the Torah starts talking about not a toda, but a different type of shlamim, which is a neder or a nedava, a type of free will offering. Difference between a neder and nedava. Neder is you're saying that, behold, I am going to give a korban shlamim, and if this, you say, and if the animal that you that you want to give gets lost, you still have to give the korban shlamim. A nedava is you're saying I'm giving this animal as a korban shlamim, and if the animal is no more, then you are not responsible. But here you have 2 days and one night, because the leftover is Biyom HaShlishi Ba'ishi Sarev. So the Korban Todah, you have 1 day and one night. The Korban Shlamim, you have 2 days and one night. And the Korban Todah, you also have bread that's eaten. Now, if we were just look at these psukim that we read, would it seem that the Korban Todah is voluntary offering? Or is it an obligation? What would you say? What would you say? I've muted everyone, so you have to unmute yourself. What would you say? If based on the psukim that we read, is the korban?
In a quick look, it looks like voluntary.
Right, a quick look means that a quick look would indicate that it would be voluntary, 100%.
Okay? The name assumes a voluntary.
Why do you say that?
Because if you can say thanks, and if you don't want to say thanks, you don't have to.
right? Unless the Torah tells you have to say thanks.
Okay.
I'm just saying. You're saying, son, it's a nice thing to say thank you. Maybe not. Maybe there's an obligation to say thank you. I hear what you're saying. The nature of thank you sounds voluntary. And it could be that's the point. Could be that, but it seems from the text, or actually in my source sheet, actually have it. It seems that this is a voluntary offering. Okay. It's also not clear why you're saying thank you. Right? You know, so you read these psukim, I just said if you want to bring a toda, a thank you, then you only have one day and one night. And if you want to bring a peace offering, that's 2 days and one night. Now you can say thank you for many things. Right?
Rabbi?
Yes.
Doesn't the Gemara say that four people have to give a thanks?
Correct.
So there is a voluntary. It's obligatory.
Correct. So it's interesting, right? That's the. So I want to make that point, Evan. That I have this Gemara, is one of my sources here, but our starting point, which is the Chumash, which is Torah Shebiksav, seems to indicate that it is voluntary, and we're going to get to your point next. I was setting the stage for someone to say, and thank you for saying that. So I think there are two different points. One is it's not really clear why you're saying thank you. And number two is we're going to soon see a Gemara which seems to say it's obligatory. So if you read Rashi...
Rabbi, couldn't it be both?
I mean, it could be both. Well, what do you mean by that?
In certain situations, it's obligatory. In other situations, it's voluntary.
Yeah, I mean, certainly you can say that. All I'm saying is that if I just read Torah Shebiksav, if I just read the Chumash, I would not conclude that... I don't think I would conclude that you ever must bring a korban toda. You certainly could create a halachic institution whereby you have the option sometimes to do something and sometimes you're obligated. But I'm saying the Torah says the Torah doesn't say that you're ever obligated to say thank you to bring the korban toda. So Rashi says.
The even throws you off, but it could be that if you have to bring a korban toda,
then these are the rules, right? Yeah. Right. You could say if you decide to be if you are bringing a korban toda, these are the rules, but you have to bring the korban toda. But that's true, Baruch. But there's no evidence anywhere in the Torah or simple evidence that there's no simple meaning of the Torah doesn't seem to indicate that there ever is an obligation to bring a korban toda.
M could also mean when. That's Rabbi Yishmael with the four.
Correct.
Cases.
Yeah, but I don't think this is one of them.
That's not
right.
It still could be when.
Right. But it's again. I'm sticking with my point. You're right, but I'm sticking with my point. It's not clear. There's no. The simple evidence of the Torah is that it doesn't say that you're obligated to ever bring a korban toda. Now Rashi, let's go to Rashi. Rashi says in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud-Beis, Im al Toda Yakuvenu. Im al davar hoda'a al nation asalo. So now we're saying that why are you saying hoda'a on a miracle that happened to you? To go on your day hayam, for example, if you went down to the sea, v'holche midbaros, you go into the desert, v'chavushe beis asurim, and you are in jail, and v'chole shenisrape, and you're sick and you get healed. Shehem tzrichim lehodos. They need to give thanks. Shekasu bahem, because he cites a pasuk in Tehillim, Yodu lashem chasdo v'niflo osav libnei adam, v'yizbechu zivchei toda. Im al achas me'ela neder shlomim halalu. If on one of these you bring a neder of a shlomim, then they are shalmei toda. So, right. So he cites the Rashi citing Gemara, but before we get to the Gemara, he also cites Tehillim. I think I had a different source. Okay, this is fine. If you just look in Tehillim Kuf Zion, where David HaMelech says, Hodu Lashem Kitov Kilom Chasto, right? Give Hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So There are a bunch of places, and if you look in Pasuk, if you look in Pasuk Dalet, To Bamidbar B'Yishimon Derech Ir Moshav Lo Matza'u. So that's talking about if they were wandering in the desert, and then they cry out to Hashem, and then Yodu Lashem, Pasuk Ches, Yodu Lashem, Chasto. So that's the desert. There's other psukim. I think they're missing some psukim that I wanted. I thought there was a different. There's a reference to pasuk Tezayin Kishibar Dalsos Nachosh Briche Barzal Gidea. I also, if someone don't have pasuk Yodale, but that's talking about freeing from jail there, and that's in pasuk Chaf Yishach Devar V'Yirpaim V'Yimalei Mishchi Sosam. So that is healing from sickness. So that is right. That is a third category. And pasuk chaf gimel to chaf hey, and then maybe even chaf vav. That's talking about yordei hayam banios. So the chazat, where Rashi is quoting a gemara in Brachos, which Evan quoted. So it's really based on Tehillim kuf zayin, which tells us that we should give hodah, should give thanks to Hashem when you're in a dangerous situation. And there in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Zayin, it describes these four situations. And this is the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nadal and Beis, Amar Behudah Marav, Arba Tzrichim Lehodos, four people need to give hodah. Yorde Hayam, Hocha Bibaros, Misha Chol Vinitrape, Misha Yachol Vesum Yatsa, someone who went over the sea, someone who went by the desert, who's going to the desert, someone who was sick and was healed, someone who was in jail and left jail. So it's interesting, by the way, that the Lashon is tzrichim. It doesn't say chayavim. Like even, right, even though it's the right thing to do, it's tzrichim. It's almost as if, it's almost as if Chazal are telling you, this is how you should behave. Because we don't want to obligate you, sorry, what Sandra was saying, we don't want to obligate you to say thank you. We don't want to add, we want it to come from inside. It's always a question when we're doing certain mitzvos. Are we doing them basically to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you commanded me to do it, and I'm doing it because I am your servant, and I'm showing deference to you, I'm submitting my will to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and or, sometimes it could be both. A second possibility is I inculcate in myself certain appropriate moral and ethical values or holy values. And they're not always, sometimes both occur. And I sort of look at this, you know, tzrichim lahodos as this idea that we don't want to obligate you, but it's tzrichim. In fact, the Rashbam also
it's like the modim derabbanan, that you don't rely on the shliach tzibur because they're going to mode that, you should do it yourself.
Right, correct. Correct. Rabbi. Yes.
Hold on, Chaim, you're good for Sela. Chaim is a Rashi Tevos for these four things.
Yes. I think that's actually in the Shulchan Aruch. I think he says that explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon, whatever it is, that he makes that point. Correct. Thank you. The Rashbam says similarly, shenader b'lashon toda v'lo hizker b'lashon shlamim. So if you make a neder, I'm giving a toda. And what's a stam toda? K'she'adam mevi korban ashen nitzol mitzarosav k'moshim chachamim arba tzrichim lahodos. So Chazal got this. So again, the idea of a toda is because you were saved from a calamity. So a real thank you is when you are saved from calamity, and that is based on Arba Tzrichim Lahodos. Now, so what's interesting is that a Korban Toda is a Shlamim, right? In other words, it's under the category of a Shlamim. It introduces it as, you know, Im Zevach Shlamim, then it gives a Toda. So the, technically...
Can you
give an Ola as a Toda? No, because the Ola, the Ola is burnt. You don't eat it. That's what I'm saying. That's the introduction.
I'm saying, can you give an Ola?
No.
No.
Because, okay. Again, it's under the category of Zos Torah Zevach HaShlamim. These are the rules. And you eat the meat. And you eat the bread. Remember, it's all Khalil. It's all Ola. It's completely burnt up.
Anyway, I was wondering if you could So
here it is. How many ola? I don't think. Yeah, I don't know what happens to the animal. That we have to think.
It's supposed to invite as many people as
you can. Yeah, correct. Well,
it has to be slow and learn that ola.
Correct. Correct. We'll get to that in a bit. Correct. So, and the Rashbab actually makes this point, Baruch, that you're alluding to. Im zevach shlamim korbano shamar hari alai shlamim me'achar she'eno lashon ola ve'eno kolil el lashon shlamim. So what's a shlamim? A shlamim is it's not completely consumed. So any animal that you bring as a voluntary offering that's not consumed is a shlamim. Shemash malashon neder v'tzorch l'shalim nidro. So he wants to say that the lashon of shlamim is that you are fulfilling l'shalim es nederav. You're fulfilling your neder. Rashi has a different take. Now, according to the Rashbam, shlamim implies a vow. You have to l'shalim. You have to pay your vow, derived from the concept of tashlumim. Rashi says it's called shlamim. Shematilim shalom ba'olam, that you bring peace in the world, or davar acher shlamim sheyesh b'hem shalom lamizbeah v'lakoyin v'labaolim, or you say it's bring peace to the world because everyone gets a share in the animal, the mizbeach, God as it were, but some of the animal is burnt. The kohanim eat some of the shlamim, and the baalim, the owners, also eat some of the shlamim. So question is, right, who brings the shlamim and who brings the todah? So the individual who brings the burnt offering, let's say, or a sin offering, so he stands before God in submission, and he brings a sacrifice out of obligation, and it is given to God. It's with yira. Again, a burnt offering is not obligation, but the person feels it's a lack of a sense of inadequacy in the face of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there is this, that's more of a, that's a korban with yira. That's a korban with fear, where you feel distant from God. And your korban reflects your feeling of distance. Shlamim is simply a payment of a vow or a decision to honor a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is a korban of ahava, of loving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, a korban toda is brought with four types of bread. As you mentioned, there are unleavened loaves mixed with oil. Then there is matzos with oil. You have unleavened wafers anointed with oil. So then you have loaves of fine flour that's soaked with, mixed with oil, and loaves of matzos. So you have 10 different types of loaves must be brought for a total of 40 loaves. So basically what you have here is you have a large quantity of bread brought along with this offering. Now, if you look, what's fascinating is that if you look in Perek Beis, in Sefer Yikra, this is in Parshas Vayikra, so when the Torah is talking about bringing the mincha, so that's also a flour offering, it's also loaves. And so there, what do we say? We say, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, kol mincha sher takrivu l'Hashem, lo te'aseh chametz. Any mincha that you bring to Hashem should not be made of chametz. Okay? Ki kol so'or v'chol dvash, lo saktir menei shel Hashem. No so'or, no dvash. So there's no chametz by mincha, but by the todah, so mincha is also a type of offering. There's no chametz. But here, by the korban todah, there is chametz. So normally speaking, again, what's the goal? Matzah, as we know, is a symbol of humility. So normally speaking, when you bring the mincha, you're supposed to feel a sense of humility, submission to Hashem. When you bring a sacrifice, so I would argue then, that a korban mincha is more like a korban ola. One's a meat offering and one is a flour offering. But both express their submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you express your imperfection, your incompleteness. And that's why no chametz. These are korbanos of yira. However, the korban todah together with the korban shlamim, both of them, are expressing your love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, You're thanking Hashem. You're praising Him for all that He's done for you. And therefore, you bring both matzah. What does matzah do? Matzah symbolizes the distress that you were in and the process of emerging yourself from that distress. And also, chametz. That's thanks for deliverance. Almost like maschil bignus to mesayim bishvach. We talk about both in the accompanying flower offering that we bring with the korban todah. We bring both gnus and shvach. We bring both food that symbolizes the distress, the matzah, and also emerging out of that, which is the chametz. And there is a sense of completion that, or at least with the todah, that Hashem has bestowed upon him. So as and then the as and what's end? And then as Evan, yeah, Baruch.
Matzah is not compounding.
Right. Yes, correct. Yes. And finally, you, as Evan pointed out, the Korban Todah, you only have one day to eat it. So you have one day to eat 40 loaves of bread, and that's and there and therefore you invite other people to eat with you. And therefore, the consumption of the korban becomes a great feast. And that's why the host will explain to all of the participants the reason for bringing this offering. So then, therefore, this feast becomes a feast of thanksgiving. And so, what's important is, and actually this ties in to something that I mentioned this morning after davening, that Rav Hirsch points out, that in Ashrei there's no nun, but there's a samach. So there's no nun because that's nefila. And there could have been other nuns, right? We don't want to say because nun symbolizes nefila, that man falls. There could be another nun, but the point is, the Gemara says there is a nun that somech Hashem l'chol noflim, that God assists those who have fallen. And Rav Hirsch explains that sometimes people think that when they do something good, when something good happens to them, it's all them. When something bad happens to them, it's all God. And the purpose in Ashrei of the nun not being there, and then saying, Somech Hashem l'chol noflim, so he's saying the nun of the noflim, that's not God, that's man. And the Somech Hashem l'chol noflim, so that's when you emerge out of distress, that's God. So therefore, that's why Rav Hirsch says that Bedafka, we want to demonstrate that Nefila is man, and getting out of that is God, and that's related to this also. It's natural when good things happen, we think it's because of our good fortune. When bad things happen, it's because of Hashem. So what? Therefore, the Torah tells us, Korban Todah, that we are publicizing when we were saved. It's because of God, and more than that, because Hodah must be a way that we live our lives. We must live our lives gratefully. If when something good happens to us, we thank Hashem, so then we start appreciating everything, hopefully, and we live our lives gratefully. And we could view a situation as, you know, you could theoretically say, by the way, let's say, God forbid, someone was sick, and then they were healed. So one could view it as a negative. Why were they sick in the first place? I'm not judging anyone. But I think what the Torah is trying to tell us is that we don't do that. We try not to do that. That we in times of crisis, we dive into Hashem, but we don't complain when we're healed, that we were sick. All we do is we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we were healed or when we got out of jail. And we look for opportunities to thank Hashem, to live gratefully. Opportunities to be grateful. And that's, of course, connected, and I'm sure some of us are familiar, that other than the Korban Todah, which you have to eat you only have one day and one night to eat it, unlike the Shlamim, we have 2 days and one night, and in the Korban Todah, you have to eat all these loaves, so you have to share with people. So there's what's the other mitzvah that you have one day and one night to eat? Or actually just one night to eat? What's the other mitzvah? Other korban, you have only one night to eat?
Korban Pesach.
Korban Pesach, right. Okay. So it's Korban Pesach, so it's the same idea. Korban Pesach, you also share with people. It's a night of Hodah. It's a night of Thanksgiving. It's, again, we're not focusing on the slavery. We're not focusing on blaming Hashem for the slavery. We're focusing on thanking Hashem for taking us out of Egypt. And so therefore, again, By Pesach, we only eat matzah. We don't eat chavetz. Because why? Because there, the truth is, Pesach, the redemption is not complete. Even though we say Messiah B'Shvach, it's not really complete. It's the beginning. Pesach is the beginning of the process of redemption, which concludes at Shavuos, which is Shtei Halecha. Unlike the Korban Todah, which celebrates the conclusion of danger. So that's why for the Korban Todah, we're going to have matzah and chametz. And for Pesach, we're only going to have matzah, and we're not going to have the chametz until when? Until Shavuos. So that's the idea of the Korban Todah. The Korban Todah is celebrating, looking for opportunity to be grateful, focusing on the fact that we were saved, or that we were healed, and not the fact that we were put in distress. And we've seen the source for this idea that Hodah is really, maybe it's a little Torah Shabbat Peh, that the Hodah is really, the greatest Hodah is when we are in calamity. Obviously, that's the greatest Hodah, and we see this explicitly in Sefer Tehillim. And it's important for us to realize that we should, in these kind of situations, we might think that we're not going to thank Hashem, we might blame Hashem, but the point is, no, we have to use opportunity, even in these situations, to only thank Hashem, daven to Hashem, to help us out of our tzara, but thank Hashem when we emerge from that tzara.